first. Democratic State Senator Fred Risser introduced legislation last week that would ban wildlife hunting competitions in the state. Risser is currently seeking co-sponsors for the bill, which would not include fishing competitions. Hunting contests, many of which are run by taverns or outdoors clubs, award prizes to those who collect the most kills or the biggest animals. Some of the most common targets are rabbits, squirrels, crows, and coyotes. Now, supporters claim the contests aren't the blood sport they're made out to be and help control predators, while opponents say it's a brand of hunting that's unsportsmanlike and unethical. Mikhail Polly is the director of Stop the Madness, a group working to end hunting contests in Wisconsin. Mikhail, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And Adrian Trevis is a professor of environmental studies at UW-Madison and co-founder of the Carnivore Coexistence Lab. Adrian, welcome back to Central Time.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
Mikhail, I'm going to start with you. Can you give us a brief explanation of why you and your organization are opposed to these hunting contests?
Briefly, we feel that it doesn't support our proud Wisconsin hunting heritage. These contests target animals that have few protections under our current current laws, and they are not used for, they don't use the animals. Sometimes they will take the part of the animal, and but many times they are just left behind.
How many of these hunting contests happen around the state each year?
From what we can tell, they aren't easily found, so they're kind of just word of mouth or you know, a poster here and there. We've identified about 26 of them per year.
And is there a particular part of the state where these happen more often than not versus other parts?
They're kind of spread out throughout the state, mostly in rural areas, but there is one in Dane County and another one in Sauk County, so they are down in the southern part of the state as well.
Now, Adrian, coyotes are one of the more hot-button animals when it comes to these types of contests. What do we know about the effect hunting competitions have on coyote populations?
We don't know a lot, and partly because these contests aren't regulated, and regulation would allow us to understand better where people are taking coyotes, how many of them, you know, is it a male, a female, or a breeder? And if I could, I'd like to address the quote you gave about controlling coyote populations or controlling predators.
Sure.
The latest scientific evidence indicates that that non-selective killing of predators does nothing to control their populations or to control what some people are concerned about, attacks on domestic animals. Non-selective killing is really an ineffective way of handling problems with a few individual coyotes that are going to attack domestic animals.
Yeah, Adrian, we're talking about coyotes, and do we know how some of these folks who set up these contests, how they're able to get around regulations?
Well, it appears to me that the DNR, the State Department of Natural Resources, has not enforced regulations to stop these contests. They as your other guest indicated, it doesn't go with the tradition of sportsmanship and fair chase practices that usually limit a hunter's take to one animal. And it doesn't fit the North American model of wildlife conservation, where killing has to have a purpose, not just for recreation or prizes. Most everybody who has thought about these contests doesn't agree that that's hunting. So the legislature has the authority to regulate these, and ever since the early 1900s, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has affirmed that the state agency, that's the DNR, has a duty to regulate wildlife as a public trust asset, which means these contests are really flying in the face of decades of law and tradition in our state.
Makai Opali is the director of Stop the Madness, a group working to end hunting contests in Wisconsin. Adrian Trevis is a professor of environmental studies at UW-Madison and a co-founder of the Carnivore Coexistence Lab. They join us here on Central Time. We're talking about legislation that was introduced by State Senator Fred Risser that would ban wildlife hunting competitions in the state of Wisconsin. Makai, in the debate over these contests, we hear the term ethical hunting get used a lot. Mm-hmm. What do you see, and I know Adrian kind of alluded to it, but what do you see about these contests as being unethical?
Their case really isn't a part of hunting in this case. Many times they use calling devices and hounds, and then they kind of sit and wait, and when the coyotes come, they shoot them with high-powered rifles. The other thing is that they don't have a lot of respect for the animals and their role in the ecosystem. Many of them don't even know what that is. They just feel that there's a lot of them, and it's fun to kill them, and that's kind of their whole purpose.
Now, have you heard from any hunters who've said that these contests in particular not something that they feel comfortable with?
Yes, many hunters have, and they see hunting as something that they're going out with their son or daughter, and they're getting their deer and they're bringing it home and only taking what they're going to use, and they're using it for their immediate family. Not the same thing.
Adrian, one of the concerns about coyotes in particular is attack on livestock or pets, and some of these hunting contests take place on land where the owner is trying to limit those attacks. Is there a way to handle that beyond hunting?
Yeah, there are a variety of non-lethal methods that have been proven with the gold standard in experimental tests, proven to be effective in protecting domestic animals from predators, just like coyotes. A lot of those experiments were done on coyotes. So my team and my colleagues have reviewed that literature, and we have the most up-to-date results for the public. It's on my website. 21 authors from 10 nations concluded that the evidence is really, really scant for lethal methods, but the evidence is much stronger for non-lethal methods. And the problem with lethal methods is it can actually backfire, and more domestic animals can be lost after you kill a few predators, because there's this problem with non-selective killing that you may be actually killing the animals that are not culprits, not implicated in the problem, and the survivors you leave may actually redouble their efforts on domestic animals. These contests have zero evidence in support of them helping against conflicts with landowners.
Makai, what are you going to be watching for next on this bill and the issue of hunting contests more generally?
For this bill, we are really looking forward to a companion bill coming up in the Senate. We see this as a mainstream and bipartisan issue, and we're thrilled with the amount of attention it's getting. I feel that the awareness is been skyrocketing, and many people are being educated about the role that predators do play in our ecosystem, and that maybe we need to take a look at them and discuss, like Adrian said, better ways to coexist with them.
There's certainly more to come with this issue. Makai, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Adrian, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thanks.
Makai Opali is the director of Stop the Madness, a group working to end hunting contests in Wisconsin. And Adrian Trevis is the co-founder of the Carnivore Coexistence Lab at UW-Madison. They were with us to talk about hunting contests in the state after Senator Fred Risser introduced a bill to end them. We had planned to talk tomorrow on the show with a supporter of keeping those contests legal, but due to a scheduling conflict, we're now planning to have that conversation early next week.